This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Not long ago, the lot at 1950 Mission Street in San Francisco was dead space, a closed-down school site with a few portable structures that had been vacant for more than a decade. On March 30th, the gates opened on a new pilot program called the Navigation Center. It's a pop-up homeless shelter testing a hunch that people are more likely to make it off the street if they're allowed to stay with their possessions, partners, and pets. Expectations are high. City officials say once it's fully up and running, the Navigation Center will be able to get people from homeless to housed in just 10 days. And the experiment's already been heralded as one of the country's most innovative. KLW's Liz Pfeffer has been hanging around since day one and brings us this report.
March 29th, 2015 was the last night Delilah Soto slept on the street. She's a recovering heroin addict who's been living in a tent in San Francisco's Mission District with her girlfriend Rocky Anderson and their dog Sparta. That night, she learned they had another choice. They camped behind the Mission Best Buy with their friends, waiting for the homeless outreach team to take them to the Navigation Center. Soto's girlfriend heard them first.
And then all of a sudden I hear her, "Baby, baby," she's screaming, right? And I'm thinking, oh, she must have found a rock or something because she likes rocks. And I stuck my head out the tent and she said, "Pack your stuff, they're coming to get us."
Now they live in a dorm room in one of the Navigation Center's portable trailers. There are bathrooms and places to hang out, all surrounded by a metal fence. Even inside, you can hear the traffic from Mission Street, but the walls make a big difference.
First day, it was kind of like surreal for me. Like, you know all the pretty pictures they have? I didn't even notice them till the second day. And I was like, wow, was I in that much? Because I was just like, oh my God. Because we've been out there since last July. It is so hard. You know, you have to find a place to squat, and make sure nobody's looking. Or if you find a restaurant or somewhere where they have a bathroom, you go in, they look at you all crazy. And it's very, very hard. You know, and I peed my pants too several times just because I couldn't find somewhere. You know, and it's crazy. It's crazy. It's hard.
If all goes according to plan, Soto won't have to go back to that life. The Navigation Center is a temporary pilot program that the city's running in collaboration with the nonprofit Interfaith Council. They got $3 million from an anonymous donor to get people like Soto into permanent homes within just a few weeks, all without severing the connections they made on the street. Each person's experience is being translated into data that the San Francisco Comptroller's Office tracks in real time. And time is short. The city's already planned a separate affordable housing development here, and the center will have to shut down when construction starts. There's also an election coming up in November, and a mayor eager to address what many city residents say is their biggest annoyance and concern. Right now, though, Soto isn't worried about any of that. She's busy watching Sparta play with another dog, Rodney O'Neill's pit bull, Bubby.
So they're actually best friends. They wake up together, so they're all hyped about it. So now they're just, like, really happy they wake up together. They can't believe it.
They're in each other's space all the time.
24/7.
There was just a sense of relief that people had. And you could just see them looking around going, wow, you know, my things are here, my partner's here, my dog is here, and yet and still I can access a range of services.
Bevan Dufty is spearheading the project. He's with the Mayor's Office of Housing Opportunity, Partnerships, and Engagement. The services he's talking about include case management and direct access to benefits. There are at least four agencies on site.
Getting on general assistance here in San Francisco can take 6 weeks and four appointments, and so we're going to be able to accomplish that in 1 week. So that's pretty dramatic.
The center can accommodate 75 people. Right now, there are about 30, half with dogs. The idea of getting all of them from streets to stable housing in 10 days or less might not be feasible. People staying at the center say they're hearing 15 to 30 days is more likely. Julie Ledbetter, the center's director, says whether it takes 1 week or three, drastically changing your life in that short a time is a success.
And it actually gives us time to sort of stay with people, let them sort of get cleaned up, take a shower, relax. You know, over the course of 3 days or so, you see people really changing their frame of mind and being able to be ready to take on these bigger challenges.
This is what's happening to Delilah Soto. By the ninth day of her stay, she says it feels like a huge weight has been lifted off her shoulders. Her girlfriend told her,
"You look so relaxed." She said, you're starting to look like the woman that I fell in love with back then, you know, because I was stressed all the time. It was just constant. I was constantly stressed.
Now a home is just a piece of paperwork away.
I have to go online and find out how much we need a copy of our domestic partnership paper. And that's it. I mean, she's doing it anyway. You know what I mean? She's already working on it, which is cool. But that's the last thing we have to hand in.
But there are plenty of people whose exits from the center aren't in clear sight. There's a man with advanced stomach cancer, an elderly woman who's been sleeping on the sidewalk of 16th Street. And then there are people like Edward Speller.
When I was evicted, finally had to actually leave the apartment, physically leave the apartment building. I ended up sleeping in a doorway that was three doors down from the building that I lived in.
Speller just turned 52, but he looks older. Homelessness wears on people, causing them to age more quickly than others. And Speller says he's been homeless since 2013, when he lost his apartment because he couldn't afford to pay rent.
I can't even describe it. Yeah, I can't even describe it.
But since he's been homeless, he's found a community.
My main forte really is women's clothes. That's what I started out with.
Even though he has a bed at the Navigation Center, Speller returns to 8th and Market Streets every night to open his shop, a blanket on the ground displaying random items that he sells. The center's meeting his physical needs, but he's not sure it can meet his emotional ones.
Yeah, we try and consider ourselves, those of us who know each other and are in this situation, family. You know, we are really pretty much all we have to rely on when it comes to someone looking out for us or having our best interest at heart. There are places like, you know, we can go and eat at and places where, you know, shelters that you can go sleep at. But when it comes to someone really having a heartfelt concern for you, there's no place to go for that.
I love this.
Yeah. Delilah Soto's friend Rodney O'Neill was the first person in the center.
And I'm trying to organize a little movie, Friday night movie thing where we can put a screen up somewhere and watch movies because the little community, it helps. Yeah. You know, it makes everybody kind of feel, you know, like, you know, a little more homey and everything, what have you.
He's not going to be the first one out. Someone else was already asked to leave for not following the program. But it looks like he's going to be the first one to make it into a home.
My housing came through today. Yeah, yeah. I went to my interview today, and they did a background check and everything. So they're just waiting for everything to just kind of get settled and all the paperwork and the T's and the I's and everything. And then, you know, they said by the 22nd I should be in.
O'Neill is one success. If the city wants to meet its goals for housing the Mission District's homeless, there are still hundreds to go. 2.5 weeks in, the idea of bringing entire encampments into transitional housing together has worked, anecdotally. But when the experiment ends, the numbers will be the story. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Pfeffer.